Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Alrighty, and that is the best of local tunes on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Bring it time to exactly 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. That is Twazi's Worth Pray. Maybe just a gentle reminder, man, before you go out and start doing live today, it is important that you say a prayer for yourself and just prepare just the day for yourself, man. Or ask God to prepare the day for you, so to say. I need, do you know what I mean? But yes, we did mention a little bit early on that we're going to be having a conversation pertaining to the Ned Bang Desert Dash, okay? And today we are having the beautiful Olivia in studio, and we're going to take it a little bit easy with Olivia because it's her first time being on radio. Good morning, how are you doing today, Olivia?
Good morning, I'm fine, thank you, how are you?
I'm good. Okay, so what are you most anxious about being on radio for the first time?
The questions, I believe so.
Is it?
I think you're a nice person. So
I'm actually. I know we just met, but I am.
You are. And you make me very comfortable. So I think it's going to be, let's hope it's going to be a great.
Yeah, it's going to be great, honey. It's Black Girl Magic in the studio right now. So maybe just to give you a little bit of context as well. Now, the Desert or the Ned Bang Desert Dash is the iconic event that basically just every other year sees, you know, cyclists attempting to traverse. Is it 397 kilometers?
Yes.
A course from Windhoek all the way to Swakopmund, okay? And that all has to be done within 24 hours, if I'm not mistaken, right? So quickly tell us, is this something that you do, like a professional, or are you just doing it for fun? Because I used to cycle when I was younger. Okay. You can see she's a little bit older now.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to cycle anymore, but are you a professional cyclist?
Oh, yes. So good morning to the listeners.
Yeah.
First of all, my name is Olivia Shililifra, and I am a professional cyclist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I started cycling in 2019 through the physically active youth. That is how I got to join the whole cycling. It's an afternoon school program also caters for sports and education.
Yeah.
So that's how I ended up actually partaking into the whole sport thing.
Okay.
So how did it come? How did I become a professional? In just 7 months of cycling at the center, I was fortunate enough to be selected to represent Namibia at the school FMB in SA. And that's when everything, my whole perspective changed about life. And I was like, you know what? I think I want to take this.
Yeah.
And by 19, I got my first pro contract. I started racing with, got signed by a German-based team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a European team. And then from there,
So basically, she's a big deal. How would you say cycling has changed your life?
Cycling has changed my life in such a beautiful way because I was not this person being able to talk on a radio interviews and being on TV, and just the confidence actually got there because I'm really shy. And but you know, it brought the different perspective out of me, and it brought the, you know, I can say through God, you know, he opened so many doors for me, and I got to see, I never used to believe in myself, but with cycling, you know, you conquering the little mountain, the big mountains, girl, you got this.
You
got this.
Hey? But I think also now that you actually speak of mountains, you know how we in life also just go through a lot of things, right? You also get to realize that there are certain obstacles or things that you go through in life that are actually mountains, and you actually overcome them, and you're like, damn, I really did that.
You did that.
I'm very proud of you, actually.
Thank you.
Do you know what? A lot of the times we don't know people's stories until we actually start to have conversations with them. So I'm so happy that you're here today. So Ned Bang Desert Dash is happening on the 8th and the 9th of December. And this year they're seeing, it's always going to be the 19th edition, right? And they're going to be seeing over 1,000 cyclists that will be taking part. What are you most excited about? And is this going to be your first Ned Bang Desert Dash?
So it's not going to be my first.
Because,
not dead, but it's gonna be my third. But the most part that I'm looking forward to is that I'm doing it with the most amazing team, which is we are sponsored by Indongo Toyota.
Yeah,
and we are a team of four. It's a mixed team, so two males and two females.
Okay.
We have Japheth Amukushu, Joanna Simon, Angel Kamati, and then obviously myself.
Yes.
So it's gonna be I'm looking forward to just having the experience with them, because we've been training long hours and just having to put that into action just to see the results.
Yeah.
I mean, crossing the finish line or seeing each other in soccer moon will be the most amazing thing.
Amazing feeling.
Yeah.
What would you say is your strategy, or how different is your strategy this time around compared to all the other challenges that you took on with
Looking back, my first time we were like, okay, it's just an experience.
Yeah.
But this time we all, okay, with Angela Kamati, it's going to be her first time.
Oh, okay,
so,
lovely.
But then she's a fighter. She's amazing. She's the youngest because she's 18, 17, sorry.
Oh, okay.
She's 17. She's the youngest. But the three of us have been doing the Nedbank Desert Dash. Like, we've been doing, okay, with mine, it's the third time.
Third time,
so,
yes.
So, with this year's approach, we're taking it different, and we just want to compete. We are not there for the experience. We're there
this
for
competing.
Yeah, we want to compete. At least looking at top five.
Okay.
If by the grace of God, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The top five, hopefully. But even if we can get on the podium, even better.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, but then top five is what we're targeting at least. And just having fun, obviously, and conquering in the last, and just crossing the finish line.
Yeah,
and
that's what's important, man. Because when you start a race in life, there's no giving up. You
have
to cross the finishing line.
Yeah.
And I think also, like you were saying a little bit early on, because I see that you're also, like, you know, big on your faith.
Yeah.
You know, by God's grace.
Yeah.
But you have put in the work. You're confident in the work that you've put in. Then God is going to help you pull it through.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Because, I mean, with this journey, I believe a lot has, with the cycling, I really, really grew with my spiritual faith, and I'm someone that really believes in God, and everything I have achieved so far in the last 4 years of my career, that is all credit to him.
All credit to him.
All credit to him.
Awesome. Like, so I do know that obviously Nedbank will be keeping us updated on obviously the challenge and so forth on social media.
Yeah.
But why would you encourage people to actually watch it this time around? Even though, you know, we don't... Okay, we see you cycling, right?
Yeah.
And I actually remember when I went to the launch last year and really just got to see some of the clips of how the challenges went, you know, the previous years and so forth. Mm. And I'm like, there is absolutely no way that I'm going to be on a bike in the sun, the desert, never. Why should we actually just, you know, first of all, support you?
Yeah.
Okay. And also just be watching and keeping ourselves updated.
I could say that you guys should definitely come watch, because first of all, you know, cycling is not really for the blacks, you know. It's really...
I know.
We are really not really into the bike.
We are scared of falling.
Exactly.
We don't want to hurt ourselves.
trust me, I'm also not really a mountain biker. I'm more of a road biker because I'm the under 23 national champ.
Yeah.
But with
Whoa. I know. I know you did that. I see you. Okay. Yeah. So, wait. Say that again.
I'm the under 23 national champ.
For the road bike, actually, road bike. What I'm saying is, come on, Black Queen. Okay.
Exactly. So with the mountain biking, it's also just me conquering something that I'm not used to. Because I do have fear, you know. I also do fear falling. But then it's overlooking the fear and also just encouraging people to come and experience and just... Because in the end, you will forget the pain. You will forget the pain. You forget the fear. When you cross that finish line, you know, you forget the pain. And just seeing other people conquering it, I think it's a beautiful,
it's gonna
beautiful...
It's going to be a great experience.
Yeah, it's a great experience.
Olivia, man, thank you so much for your time. We wish you nothing but the best.
Thank
Everything is going to be okay. Do not overthink it. You've put in the work. Remember everything you've worked through with the team that you've strategized. And good luck to you and the team, honestly.
Thank you so
and
much.
And please be safe out there.
Yeah,
don't talk to strangers. Just ride the bike and just go, okay?
Yeah.
So that is a conversation that we had, obviously, with Olivia right now. She is amazing, man. A queen doing amazing things. So she's going to be taking part in the 19th edition of the Nedbank Desert Dash, okay? So this is going to be happening on the 8th and 9th of December. And this time around, they actually have more than 1,000 cyclists that have entered for this year's event, with 160 cyclists participating in two-person teams. And they also have 624 in four-person teams and 190 cyclists riding solo, okay? Now, the event will also include the first ever e-bike category for the four-person teams, where each each cyclist will be required to ride on an e-bike. Okay, just amazing things happening, obviously. So be sure to also keep yourself updated with the event and anything pertaining to it by simply following Nedbank on their social media platforms. Olivia, go out there and be amazing, ne?
All right, thank you so much.
We've got this.
Bye.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.